In North Belfast today, Northern Ireland police and British soldiers escorted Catholic children and their parents to a local primary school for the second day running. Protestant demonstrators attempted to prevent them from going to the Catholic school in Protestant territory. No one was hurt. Marianne Maguire reports from Belfast.
Shortly before the Catholic parents and children made their way across the Protestant loyalist estate, police pushed Protestant demonstrators back into the side streets. The debris of last night's rioting littered the pavements. The Protestant protesters then threw stones and a pipe bomb at the police lines.
There's plenty more to come!
Police in full riot gear and British soldiers escorted the parents and the children aged from 4 to 11 to the gates of Holy Cross Primary, which is located in Protestant territory. Many of the children appeared terrified, even if they seemed more confident than the previous day. Yesterday, they screamed and cried as protesters shouted obscenities at them. Today, a few of the parents whispered words of comfort. They finally reached the school and the children hurried to their classrooms. Karina, who is 11, said she was relieved when she reached the school. She had this to say to those who tried to block her from getting to school.
Please stop it and let us go to school and have a happy education. That's all I'd like to say. Just to get back to my normal routine, you know, like doing work and doing my homework and talking to my friends and stuff, because I've missed all that.
The Ardoyne neighbourhood is the most divided in Belfast and forms a patchwork of economically deprived Protestant and Catholic housing projects. It is in this region that a third of the sectarian killings have taken place. But the Protestant residents of Ardoyne say the protests are a reaction to attacks on their homes by Catholics. Mark Coulter is a Protestant community worker.
This is a community taking a stand for its human rights, basically human rights which have been violated over so many years that they can take no more. And we've always made it clear this is nothing to do with school children, it's nothing to do with education, this is to do with the rights of this people. It's got to the stage where people don't even feel safe to come to their front doors.
But Brendan Maley, the father of one of the pupils, says his child has a right to go to school through the front door. He compares what is happening here to what happened in the American South decades ago.
It's the exact same thing that we see happening now, is that we are the sort of black children this time against the racists, and our children have to go through all this mayhem and the verbal and physical abuse that the children and the parents are suffering. You can't compare to what the black children had to go through in Alabama and other states in America during the 60s.
Some parents today decided to use the rear exit of the school. Many fear that the violence will only get worse and that the children will have to be escorted by police on a daily basis. The school principal also says many children are traumatized and that it will take them a long time to forget about their first days at school and the reaction of their Protestant neighbors. For NPR News, I'm Marianne Maguire in Ardoyne, North Belfast.